What up, everybody? Just want to say welcome to the very first episode of Early Morning Sipping with Manny. And this is what we do it. This is how we're going to do it, man. It's going to be like the show, but there's going to be something cool for you to just kick back, take a nice little drive, or drive to work too when it's not that nice and you're stuck in traffic. Or just something for you to listen to, because there's times when you can't watch a video, bro. And we're going to do it this way so you have something to listen to while you're driving to work, or something quick, you know, just to get away from the rest of that bullshit in the world, or that shitty-ass shit on the radio now these days. And just do your thing, man. Just enjoying life. You know, let me just tell you right now, you know, with this early morning sipping, we ain't sipping beer right now. We ain't sipping beer. It's a little too early for that. We sipping some motherfucking coffee, man. Some coffee. And, you know, it gets me thinking. It probably gets you thinking, too. It's like, who is the one that started that? It's too early for beer. It's too early for ice cream. When you're a kid, did you ever hear that? Hey, it's too early for candy right now. Or hey, it's too early for McDonald's Happy Meal. Even McDonald's puts a limit on that. The only thing they're doing good right now is they're making breakfast, but I don't want breakfast all day. Wonder what I want? I want some french fries all day. And sometimes I get there before 10 o'clock and I want a french fry, man. You know? Sipping some coffee today. That's what we do. Let me just tell you a little bit about this coffee. That's a Keurig K-Pod Kirkland pod from Costco. Kirkland. Breakfast blend, baby. That's some good stuff. It's very light, not too heavy. And, you know, while you're driving to work, while you're driving home, if you're working night shift, I knew a few of those people. I still know them. You know, hopefully they get out of that soon. I used to do it too for a few years. You know, it's rough. Let me tell you this, my friends. It's when, you know, I start thinking about who said that first, who invented that saying. It gets me thinking. I want to start Googling everything. I start Googling. I get stuck in that Google vortex when you're just Googling one thing. You jump to the next, and then all of a sudden you're on this random topic of like, hey, how do they hang those signs on the side of the freeway, those advertisements on the side of the freeway, or how much do those guys make hanging those advertisements on the freeway? You know, you go off this weird, bizarre topic that doesn't even relate to what you're originally looking for. You know, that's what's cool about the technology we have at our fingertips, you know, and people need to realize just at our fingertips, man, it's riding around in your pocket, this type of technology where you have a camera everywhere, a video camera everywhere as you go, and you could view it just boom, instantly. You know, there's no rewind, it's just view. Hit the button to start at the beginning view. There's the internet, you know, people don't realize the gift the internet brings us, you know. Could bring us all to connect as one, and we can really do our thing, you know. With all this information getting passed here and passed there, you know, but I think a lot of the internet gets used for dumb shit, dumb stuff. People posting memes all the time, people just using it, you know. But it's cool because I guess those memes make people laugh, you know. People really need to laugh these days because you see all that horrible shit on the internet. We don't want to see that, man. Let's just keep moving forward and sip some brew. Sip some coffee, actually. Actually, we could call it cold brew or hot brew, whatever you want to call it, because it's coffee, man. They do call coffees brews, I believe. Let's sip on that brew. You know, and there's that one time when I even told my kids, man. I even tell them, too, hey, they go, can I have some chips when they wake up in the morning? No, nah, man, it's too early for chips. And, you know, they'll ask me for, not soda. They don't drink soda, but they'll ask me for soda. Nah, man, it's too early for that. You know, I'll make you breakfast right now. You'll sit down for a bit in your room or the couch. And we, you know, I use it too. I don't know if it's just an excuse they all started saying just to tell the kids something like, can't have it. I don't want to give it to you right now. You know? I don't know. What are you going to do? Get a stomachache? There's times I'm going to really want to drink a brew in the morning, man. And I've drank brews in the morning. You know, when I used to work nights, we'll just pound a couple of brews in the morning. That's just the way it worked. You know, we never got sick. You know? And it's just, you know, the whole point of this podcast I want to start doing, man, is just get you to break away, dude. Break away from reality and just enjoy it, man. So we could talk, you know? And when you're driving home or you're driving to work, you know, you want to talk to somebody. You want someone to feel in the presence. And that's what we want to do, man. If you're stuck at this job you ain't enjoying, man, let's execute something, try to get out. Because you don't want to be doing a job you don't like, you know, or enjoy, or semi-like. I'm not going to say my job is the best job in the world, but at least I like it to an extent. I like it to an extent. You know, it's cool. It's a cool job, you know? It's a cool job, you know? There's good people there. And we just do our thing, you know? We just knock all the BS out of the park and just do it, man. And that's what it is. If you're right there still working in the warehouse, you know, I used to work there, or even in the other warehouse I worked at, just try to get out and do your thing, because those jobs are rough, especially the holidays, man. That's all I'm saying. But it feels so damn good not to have to go to work in boots. You know, that's one thing. It feels so damn good. And I hope people could get out of those shit jobs and they could really, really execute to doing something really good, man. But anyways, we're sipping on this coffee today. I'm heading to work right now myself. And, you know, we could just discuss anything we can. It's just going to be like the show. And we could fall into thinking, you know, I was watching this movie. If you didn't catch the show last night, I was watching this movie, you know, last night. Harold and Kumar, Guantanamo Bay. And that's just funny, man. I was just thinking back. And then it got me thinking again. Hey, why Google? Hey, Google, I want to get one of those HomePods, actually. Hey, Google, what are funny movies like Harold and Kumar? So I could just do that and it just tell me all the movies. You know? And that's what it is, because a lot of these movies say, everyone's saying it ain't the same as it used to be. Comedy's not what it used to be. Music's not what it used to be. You know, it's evolving. It's doing this. It's changing to this. Artists are changing this. They don't sound like they were before. Eminem's not the same guy as he was. Kanye West, not the same guy as he was. Well, you know what? People change, man. And that's just part of life. It changes. Things change. A flower is not going to stay unbloomed for the rest of its life. It's going to bloom up. A caterpillar is not going to be a caterpillar for the rest of its life. It's going to be a butterfly. A kid is not going to be a kid for the rest of their life. Becomes an adult. Your mentality changes, man. And that's how people got to see it, you know? A lot of people in this world now, they like to point out change, defects, and faults, you know? But it's time to really just find solutions, you know? If they have a problem, find a solution. I just hear complaints. It's your fault, this fault, that fault. But where's the solutions at? Where's the solutions? Find a solution, man. It could be anything so small, but then find a solution. It could, just look at it this way. It's raining outside. So what's the solution to the rain? Bring an umbrella, all right? So what you do with all these problems, you look at it as rain. Rain's problems. So what do? Fix it. You grab an umbrella, you know? Grab an umbrella, keep yourself dry. You're getting wet, you know? Protect yourself from all this bullshit and let it bounce around you, you know? But then that's just deflecting it. We need to solve how to make that stop, you know? You can't really control the weather. Well, problems you can control, you know? People stressing out for nothing. Sometimes it's for nothing. Sometimes for something. But you know what? Let me tell you this. Look at it this way. When you have a problem, think of it first like this. You ask yourself a question. Can I fix this problem? Well, yes or no. Well, if yes, well, then what are you worrying about? Or then you ask yourself it again. Can I fix this problem? If it's a no, then what are you worrying about? You ain't going to be able to fix it, so just let it be. But then if you can't fix it, well, you better get to work and start making it happen. Let's fix it, man. Early morning sipping with Manny, you know? Sipping with Manny, early morning sipping. That's how we do it, man. We want to just get you all to just focus, feel good, do your thing, understand we could fix a lot of this shit. You know? And then we could do, well, I've got a text message from one of the employees. Yeah. And then what we can do is figure out stuff like, you know, so if you fix the problem, you don't fix the problem, cool. You know, it's always just like, why am I tripping? You know, you got to just realize there's positives into a lot of things. Like, I looked at, the other day, me and my father-in-law, we got a flat tire. And it's like, man, dude, this day couldn't get any worse. Machines broke. Couldn't finish the job. Flat tire. Couldn't leave the job. And I'm just like, man, we had a horrible day. And he looked at me and told me. And, you know, it's a guy with a lot of experience of life already. He looked at me and told me, no, we had a really good day. We had a good day. I'm like, well, how'd we have a good day if we have this flat tire right now? We can't even leave. You know, we had to switch it to the spare, whatever. It was a mess. And because the spare thing, the hooks and stuff wouldn't undo, so we had to, like, undo the holster and take it all apart from underneath the truck and everything. That's why it made it rough. It was a lot harder to take the spare tire off because the hook thing wouldn't work anymore. Well, anyways, he tells me this. That's good we got a flat tire here. Imagine if we had a flat tire on the freeway. Imagine if our tire went flat on the freeway. Imagine if our flat tire went flat when we're driving. That could have been a lot worse. And that is true. You look at it on the other way, it's a positive way to make that shit happen. Yeah, it's a nice car. One of my employees just got a new car, a Chevy Equinox. Ooh, that thing looks nice. But yeah, man. We just got to keep pushing. Keep doing our thing. Look at stuff positive. You know, and do what we feel is right or we know it's right. This is early morning sipping with Manny, man. If you have something to say, some positivity, something to bring out to the folks, let me know. You know, and we can make it happen. You know, you want to join the show, let me know. We'll make that happen too. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoy episode 1 of Sipping with Manny, Manny's podcast. You know, early morning sipping, because it was my very first one myself, guys. So I'm going to keep them coming every Wednesday and make it happen. So that's the thing. Early morning sipping with Manny every Wednesday. Sipping with Manny every day on Facebook and YouTube. And we're going to try to do this little special something on YouTube once a month. You know, we're going to try to make that happen too. So follow, like, share, you know, and tell me what you think. See you guys next Wednesday, or talk to you guys next Wednesday morning. Laters.